Just one question in the halakha, in the laws of basar v'halav. As we know, according to the Torah, milk and meat, basar v'halav, is only asur derech bishul. In the Torah, if they are cooked together, as the pasuk in the Torah writes, lo tevashel gedi b'halev immo. The Torah uses the word bishul. So we learn from there that min haTorah, milk and meat is only asur when they are cooked together. There's a very interesting kesef mishneh on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Melchot Ma'achalot, or Perek Tet Melchot Ma'achalot Asurot Halacha Bet, where the Rambam over there tells us that isur basar b'halav is isur bevishul, cooking. So the kesef mishneh, which is Rabbi Yosef Karo, Alav Hashem, is Purush in the Rambam, he says, what's the reason why the Torah forbade cooking? Which means there's no isur, let's say, to cook other items that are not kasher. What's the reason why the Torah is osir cooking basar behalav? So he writes, interestingly, that since it's a gezerah, that by cooking a person might come to eat. It seems that maybe more so by basar b'halav, which these are items that normally a person eats, because each one individually is heter. So therefore, it's going to be forbidden to cook, because it will lead to come and eat. Now, if that's the reason, so then we have to analyze, what about a case where the cooking cannot lead to eating? For example, a case that can commonly happen. A person has in his sink, he has like these disposals, this garbage disposal where the food goes down one of the drains and it just sits there. And then after a certain while, you turn on the machine and it grinds it all up and it sends it down the pipes, down the drains. So let's say a person unknowingly, he has, let's say, milk in there and he also has pieces of meat in there. So far, it's not a problem. But then for whatever reason, let's say he's pouring out hot water from a Kli Rishon into the sink. So he's making a Ilui Kli Rishon into the pipes where you have milk and meat sitting over there. So if you say that Irui is Mevashil, at least the Kedek Kelipa, according to some Rishonim, so then already you have a situation over here of cooking Basar Behalav. So the question is, does a person really have to be concerned when it comes to pouring hot water down his drain if there's Basar Behalav sitting there separately, that the hot water might be cooking? If that's the reason that the Kesef Mishneh says that it's only a Gezerah, really, that you're going to come to eat it, so therefore, could be the bishul of the Torah was only asurah in cases where you can come to it. Here it's down the drain. The guy's not coming down to take the food out of the drain now and come to eat. It's not even accessible after that. So Acham Avodah wants to use the Kesef Mishneh Sivara as a sneef to be mekel in such a case. Now he uses other sneefim as well. One of the sneefim is there's some shitot that say Irui is not mevashel at all. And there's someone to say that it's not a psik reshe. Who says vaday it's going to hit the milk and the meat simultaneously? And it's hatsi shi'ur. Who knows what the shi'ur is that we're talking about? So he has a lot of other reasons to be mekel, but based on the Kesef Mishneh, that's one of his main reasons, that it's only a bishul that can lead to an achila, and since this cannot lead to an achila, so such a bishul the Torah was not osir. Lema'aseh, he writes over here in the Yoreh De'ay Yalkut Yosef Taf Kuf Ayin Dalet, Kiyor, Shenistam Mishiyireh Ma'akal, V'yitachen Sheish Penekev HaKiyor, Shiyireh Shoman V'shure Gevina. He's talking about a clogged sink over here. So you want to pour hot water down the sink in order to unclog it, right? You might have milk and meat in there already. You want to melt everything so it goes down. Someone say, don't do it. But today you have a lot of these chemical items, liquid Drano, things like that, where better to use those items to unclog a sink instead of using hot water, so you don't put yourself into the problems as well. Furthermore, we'd have a question. Sometimes a person wants to clean out his garbage, right? maybe on the bottom of the garbage over there, some of the remnants of the garbage, you have milk and meat over there. So he puts hot water in the garbage can over there, and they could be, he's cooking. So he has to be concerned about that situation as well. And he writes over here, you have, let's say, oil that you cooked meat in it, so it's meat oil. Right? It's talking about it's hot. Al hatikat pizza v'givina shebetoch pacha ashpa. You have pizza, let's say, sitting in the garbage can. So now you have this hot oil, you want to get rid of it, meat oil, so you just pour it into the garbage. But it's landing right on the pizza. That's ready to go there, you're cooking basar b'chalav. Which means it's just another angle just to think, you might say to yourself, well, I'm never cooking milk and meat, when do I ever come to it? No, there's cases where, without even thinking, you can't come to be m'mashir, like the cases of the sink and things like that. So therefore, even though the kesef mishneh does say, it's a type of cooking that will lead to a to an eating, but still, one should be extra careful in these cases. Unclog a sink with a chemical instead of hot water, and one should be careful when you're pouring hot water into a garbage that it's not going to combine the milk and meat as well. But mikara din, there is room to be making in the first case of the sink pouring hot water. There.